and the son is a CAD operator, a computer-aided design and architecture for a construction firm in Denver.
Right.
And so we see them quite frequently, and our daughter and her husband out in Platteville.
Yeah, what's Platteville like? I've never been.
Platteville is a very small town. Yeah. It's on the road from Denver to Greeley.
Okay.
And it...
is it pretty old? Sounds like
it's
an old town.
Old town. All of those row of towns along there between Denver and Greeley are agricultural-based towns.
Right.
And, of course, now they're booming because of people working in Denver and commuting and so forth are kind of becoming bedroom towns instead of agricultural.
Right. Are those towns pretty much along the river then, or...?
Yes. They're on the... Platteville is on the Platte River, South Platte River.
Yeah, I figured that one
It goes right through the town, and it, of course, the other rivers go through Greeley, and they join up there to form, and then they join the North Platte of North Platte, Nebraska, and on down to the Missouri and on into the Mississippi.
What are the other rivers in Greeley?
Hmm?
What are the other rivers in Greeley that you just mentioned? Do you know
well,
my name?
I was talking about north of Greeley, coming in from Fort Collins would be the Poudre Canyon, Poudre River.
Right.
P-O-U-D-R.
Yeah. That's got a longer name too, doesn't it?
Hmm?
That has
Casa
a long...
La Poudre.
Casa La
Poudre. Cacha La Poudre.
Yeah.
That's where they hid their gunpowder. That's what that means, is the catch of stowing away the gunpowder.
Right. So this area has seen some, that was up from fur trapping days, I guess? Or
yes, probably. And Indians and so forth.
Okay. So there were some French in here, I take it.
Hmm?
There were some French in this area?
French, I don't...
I figured that was French. Cache la Poudre? You don't know?
Or is that Spanish?
I'll have to look that one up.
I can't answer that. I'm not a linguist.
Okay. Let me ask about the community. How has it changed since you've been here?
Here at this community?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not as I say, it's grown tremendously.
Right.
And growing pains started when IBM moved here from New York, between here and Boulder.
Okay.
And the FAA, the Federal Aviation Authority, came into Longmont. They are the control center for seven states here.
Oh, wow.
And these two things just mushroomed the town, and we had the growing pains of needing to enlarge schools, hospitals, everything else. So
yeah,
that was quite a growth period in there. And then they started out looking for smokeless industry,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the Silicon Valley came in here. We've had other industries in the area that people live here and work at Western Electric, at Kodak, out at Windsor, and so forth.
And a lot of service industry has obviously come in here as a result of that. What you mentioned that the farming had moved outwards a bit?
Yes, they, of course, rather than trucking, because they were growing things, they were not able to grow things because of the urbanization of the area and the difficulty of traffic getting around and so forth.
Right.
They moved the cattle closer to the feed.
Mm-hmm.
So they've moved out to Greeley, Prospect Valley, on the east towards the feed rather than here.
Okay. Has there been a big drop-off in that industry around here?
Well, agriculture, there's very little agriculture here except service industries to the agriculture, like grain dealers and so forth could locate here and still do their work. Okay. But we used to have feedlot with 6,600 head of cattle at First and Main. So it's, you can imagine now town extends 18 blocks south of there, so
right.